Smash Rooms, also known as Rage Rooms, are the newest rage. Originally starting in Japan, there are rooms where people can smash different items with crowbars and bats to relieve stress and have some fun. The trend has finally made its way to Bloomington Normal. Owner David Cagle tells WGLT student reporter Amina Genadu about Central Illinois' first rage room called Smash Club Bloomington.
I retired at the end of June, and I kind of wanted something to do, so I bought some property. I bought this building and the house next door for rental property, and I tried to rent out this space for commercial use, and I couldn't get anybody to rent it. So I decided to put a business in here myself, and this is what I came up with.
How long has this business, I guess, been a dream of yours to open up?
I think I did put the whole thing together in 4 or 5 months.
Is this, like, a dangerous thing to do?
No, because I provide protective clothing, coveralls to cover up all your clothing, a helmet with a face shield on it, and ear guards, and rubber gloves. So, really, it's no more dangerous than going into the batting cage or, any other things like that.
And what is the gear like? Is it heavy, lightweight?
It's a lightweight coverall, and the helmet is a hard plastic with a hard face shield on it, and there's not going to be huge pieces of glass flying back at your body that it's going to protect you from. It's just mostly to protect you from glass particles getting in your pockets or in your cuffs or something, just to keep the glass off of you. That's the only dangerous part, probably.
Just based off from what I'm seeing here, could you tell me more about what the space is like once you go into the room?
There are two smash rooms that hold up to 4 people at a time. Only one person at a time will be swinging a weapon. The other people will be standing back in the back or outside the protective curtain. There are some safety rules to go over, just basically for protection. No striking the walls or the ceiling. No hitting stuff on the floor. Just using the weapon to smash the items on the table towards the smash wall. There's a changing room with lockers if people want to. You don't have to get undressed. You're just putting something over, but there's places to sit down and some lockers to put any of your purse or something like that. And then the basement is all storage. I've got a full basement full of glasses, bottles, bowls, televisions, everything you could think of that's breakable.
So, like, do you have any experience with rage rooms previously?
I got married in Las Vegas at the end of March, and we attended a rage room in Las Vegas. And there were 4 of us in a group, and I was in the middle of putting mine together when I did that, and after I went in there, I decided that's really what I want to do, that it was something that I think would go over very well in this town. It's kind of cutting edge, new and exciting. I don't approach it as the rage angle, like it's going to be therapy or something. It's fun. It's exercise. When you exercise, you release endorphins, I guess, and that relieves stress. I say more like stress relief than rage control.
So how would you describe a, like, anger room or rage room to someone who's never experienced it before?
It's just an outlet for doing things that you probably didn't do while you were growing up or acceptable in society. It's fun to do. People probably always wanted to break something, but they just couldn't do it. This just gives people an outlet to release some, stress, have fun, get some exercise.
So what kind of people do you expect to partake in this activity?
From what I've heard, 60-65% of the clients will be female. And when I thought about it, I said, I think women don't have the outlets that men do, is with their sports and they're hanging out and doing stuff. And I think women are really going to look forward to this as an opportunity to, release some aggression and maybe do some things they haven't been, society hasn't seemed, acceptable for them to do.
So you said that this is more of like a stress relief.
Yes.
So, like, I guess what's the psychology behind this kind of business and activity?
Just the exercise. And you don't have to be in great shape. You don't have to go to the gym. Anybody can come here and get some exercise and relieve some stress. It's not a gym where you have to work out or be in shape or do anything like that.
That was WGLT student reporter Amina Genadu interviewing the owner of Smash Club, David Cagle. The club is located at 1102 South Main in Bloomington. Sessions cost $40 for one person for 15 minutes, with group pricing also available.